Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Hustle Harder, Hustle Smarter by Curtis 50 Cent Jackson is a hybrid of memoir, business reflection, and practical self-help. Published after his earlier collaboration on The 50th Law, the book revisits fearlessness but shifts the emphasis toward adaptation, accountability, and long-term strategic thinking. Jackson uses his movement from South Jamaica, Queens, to music stardom, brand partnerships, acting, and television production as the basis for lessons about personal reinvention. The book is not a conventional executive manual, nor is it only a celebrity memoir. Its purpose is to show how street-level survival instincts can be refined into disciplined judgment in business and personal life. Jackson presents success as a process of reading situations clearly, controlling perception, building leverage, and refusing complacency. The result is a direct, experience-based guide for readers interested in resilience, ambition, and practical decision-making under pressure. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, fearlessness as a trained response rather than a personality trait, a central idea in Hustle Harder. Hustle Smarter is that fearlessness is not the absence of fear but the ability to act despite it. Jackson treats fear as information. It reveals where a person feels exposed, unprepared, or overly attached to comfort. This reframing matters because it turns fear from a stopping point into a diagnostic tool. Instead of avoiding risky environments, difficult conversations, or unfamiliar industries, the reader is encouraged to examine what the fear is signaling and then prepare deliberately. Jackson connects this principle to his own public life, where reputation, danger, business failure, and reinvention all required controlled aggression rather than reckless bravado. The book also distinguishes fearlessness from impulsiveness. Fearlessness is useful only when paired with observation and timing. In that sense, Jackson moves beyond simple motivational advice. He presents courage as a skill developed by repeated exposure to pressure, honest self-assessment, and a willingness to be uncomfortable before new competence is fully formed. Secondly, adaptability as the difference between a peak and a career. Jackson emphasizes that early success can become a trap if a person identifies too strongly with the conditions that produced it. His transition from music into acting, producing, brand partnerships, and television gives the book one of its clearest business lessons. Survival depends on moving before external change forces movement. The point is not simply to diversify for its own sake. It is to recognize when an industry, audience, or opportunity structure is shifting and to reposition before decline becomes obvious. This makes adaptability a strategic discipline rather than a vague openness to change. Jackson argues that comfort dulls perception because it encourages people to repeat what once worked after the market has already moved on. His discussion of reinvention is especially relevant because it comes from a public figure whose first identity was strongly defined by one industry. The book suggests that durable success requires separating core strengths, such as work ethic, charisma, negotiation, and risk tolerance, from temporary platforms such as a particular genre, company, or role. Thirdly, controlling personal narrative as a form of business leverage. The book gives significant attention to perception, reputation, and self-definition. Jackson argues that if a person does not actively shape how they are understood, competitors, critics, and circumstances will do it for them. This theme is not presented as superficial image management. It is tied to leverage the way others perceive a person affects invitations, partnerships, bargaining power, and tolerance for mistakes. Jackson uses the distinction between the public persona of 50 Cent and the broader ambitions of Curtis Jackson to show how identity can be managed without becoming completely artificial. The practical reasoning is that narrative control allows a person to decide which strengths are visible and which weaknesses are less exploitable. In business settings, this means understanding the expectations of the room while maintaining enough authenticity to avoid seeming manufactured. The book also warns against allowing old labels to confine future opportunities. For Jackson, personal branding is not merely promotion. It is a strategic defense against being reduced to one chapter of a life or career. Fourthly, reading the writing on the wall before crisis becomes unavoidable. One of the more practical ideas associated with the book is the importance of noticing early signals. Jackson encourages readers to study patterns in behavior, markets, relationships, and institutions before problems become visible to everyone. This principle is useful because many failures are not sudden. They are preceded by weak signals that people ignore because recognition would require change. In this framework, intelligence is not only about having information, but about acting on information while there is still room to maneuver. Jackson connects this to business competition and personal decision-making. Waiting for confirmation can be costly because by the time a threat is obvious, options have narrowed. The concept also supports his broader argument about proactivity. a person who reads situations well, can disengage from pointless conflicts, prepare for shifts in demand, or protect a position before it is attacked. The book, therefore, treats strategic awareness as a habit of disciplined attention, not as a mysterious talent reserved for executives or natural tacticians. Lastly, hard work, accountability, and rejection of entitlement, hustle harder, hustle smarter repeatedly returns to the idea that effort is not only a path to money or status, but a source of agency. Jackson is skeptical of entitlement because it places power outside the individual. If a person believes the world owes them recognition, rescue, or fairness, then frustration becomes easier than disciplined action. The book instead frames accountability as a stronger position by accepting responsibility for choices, preparation, and performance. A person keeps more control over outcomes. This does not mean Jackson ignores unfair conditions or hardship. His own life story includes severe instability and danger. The argument is that hardship cannot be allowed to become a permanent explanation for inaction. Hard work is presented as clarifying because it tests whether ambition is real enough to survive repetition, boredom, and delayed reward. This theme gives the book a tougher edge than many self-help titles. It asks readers to examine not only their goals but also the habits, excuses, and expectations that may quietly weaken their pursuit of them. In conclusion, Hustle Harder, Hustle Smarter is best suited for readers who want practical self-improvement delivered through real career experience rather than abstract theory. Entrepreneurs, artists, managers, sales professionals, and readers navigating personal reinvention are likely to find the most value in it. Fans of 50 Cent will also appreciate the way the book connects public success with private calculation, but the appeal does not depend entirely on familiarity with his music. Its practical benefit is strongest in areas such as risk assessment, personal branding, resilience, discipline, and strategic adaptation. Intellectually, the book is useful because it bridges two worlds that are often treated separately: street-informed survival logic and corporate business judgment. Compared with many celebrity self-help books, it stands out because its advice is built around repeated transitions, not a single rise to fame. Compared with traditional business books, it is less formal and less research-driven, but more direct about power, perception, competition, and consequences. Its most distinctive quality is the insistence that hustle alone is incomplete. Effort must be paired with awareness, timing, self-control, and the willingness to change before circumstances demand it. That combination gives the book a sharper and more operational identity within the personal development category. If you would like to support 50 Cent, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.